Hello, all of you listening to openpodcast.org. It's nice to talk to you today. I understand that there's more than 1,500 of you subscribed to openpodcast.org. So I guess you get to listen to me talk on the phone. What would I like to talk about today? I'd like to talk about President George W. Bush. I'd like to talk about him getting on television days late. Because, well, let's face it, something should have been done about New Orleans days ago. But why bother doing something about New Orleans when you can stay at your ranch and clear brush on, what, your 51st, 52nd vacation of your presidency? I remember President Clinton. People have a lot of things to say about him sometimes that aren't very nice. Because if you're a really moralistic sort of person, you know, you're very moral and you believe that people should be held to a high moral standing, and you know, when people fail to live up to that standard that you've created in your own mind, then they're a bad person, and it makes you feel better about yourself, which of course, ultimately, that's all that really is about. It's about feeling superior to other people. But I'm sorry to break that to you. I know that it's really just about doing the right thing and being godly and blah, 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 blah. Keep fooling yourself. Anyway, President Clinton in this situation would have, you know, actually cared about the people who are suffering and dying and would have been on top of everything trying to make sure that people got help and that everything that was needed to be done was being done. He would have given a crap and he would have worked hard to make sure things were done right. President Bush has to be dragged away from his vacation. He gets on television and he grins like an idiot and tells us how, gee, well, everything's going to be all right, so don't you worry, things will be fine. And he says this while people are dying, they have no food, have no water, elderly people, you know. I was watching Fox News and Shepard or whoever this talking head moron is, said it talks about how they were driving down the road and found an elderly man's corpse alongside the road. Someone had covered it with a sheet. Of course, they couldn't be bothered to do anything about it. They just left the corpse alongside the side of the road. I guess the guy didn't seem GOP enough for the Fox News team to do anything about it. You know how that goes. Maybe I'm not being fair. Maybe there was nothing they could do. But you know, I'm just kind of aggravated. I'm aggravated by people who are out of touch. I'm aggravated with people who don't really care about other human beings as long as their lives can go on without interruption. I'm just kind of annoyed by all of it. I wish that there was something I could do for those people in Louisiana, but there really, truthfully, isn't. The things that need to be done, that can be done, need to be done by the government, and unfortunately, the people in charge of the government right now are they're about as competent as a bunch of drunken soccer hooligans. So that's just the way life goes. So for those of you who voted for George W. Bush, I'd just like to thank you. I think it's great. You might want to know that there was a bill passed by Congress to fix the levees in New Orleans and do all sorts of other work, and that most of the money for that was diverted to the war in Iraq. So just be glad that you voted for another term for George Bush and, you know, this wonderful war of his that has yet to find a single weapon of mass destruction. And we haven't found Osama bin Laden, even though he's actually the person who attacked us on 9/11. And, you know, it's great. And the Taliban is still running loose in Afghanistan because we never finished that because we diverted our troops to Iraq. So thanks so much if you voted for George W. Bush for president. I really appreciate you you putting the country in that direction, and I'm sure the people of New Orleans appreciate you making sure that that money did not get to them so they could fix their levees so that their city can be underwater. So God bless George W. Bush. God bless the Republican Party. And hey, I screw those poor people, right? Because they're black anyway, right? So who cares what happens to them, right? I mean, let's just take a moment. I mean, they're black people. We don't really care about black people, do we? This world is a sick and twisted place. Have a good day.